All right. MGTOW Bandit is here. It is me, the Bandit. You know what, people? I want to get into something. I'm on the way to work. I'm in this damn Atlanta traffic. Had something on my mind. I was talking to a young lady. Talking to a young lady at a place I was working at yesterday. And we was talking about monogamy. I don't believe in monogamy. Hell, I don't even believe in marriage. I call it the Disney effect. The happy ever after effect. What TV, Disney, all these fairy tales that women have been fed throughout the years, and men have been fed this happy ever after story. I told her I would never devote myself to one woman again. Never. Never. I will always have extra pussy in the bed. I would never devote myself to one woman. Why? Because women don't play fair. They don't. They want you to marry them, but tell you when sex is going to happen. But they want you to tell, they want to tell you when sex will happen. Why? While telling you they're the only ones you can fuck. This is crazy. How the hell are you going to put limitations on how much sex I can get and when I can get it, but I'm marrying you because you want exclusivity? That's the entitlement crap again from women. And this girl gonna tell me, well, if I don't feel like doing it, then he should respect that. What you mean you don't feel like it? He married you. Men are not pressuring women to get married. They're not. Men are not pressuring women to get married. The women now are talking about they need to get married because they don't want to shack up. They tired of being girlfriends. But that's not entirely true. It's not the fact that they're tired of being girlfriends. They're tired of working in the relationship. Listen to the Bandit. And listen good. Women don't have a problem with this thing called being a girlfriend. They're tired of doing the work. Because you gotta understand something. When a woman is your girlfriend, men, listen. When a woman is your girlfriend, she is working towards something. That's why she's called a girlfriend. She's trying to get the relationship to another level. What is that level, people? She want to get the ring. She want to secure the retirement plan. She want to secure this thing they call now the bag. But it's one thing women don't like to do. They don't like to hold themselves accountable for a damn thing. They make excuses for everything that goes wrong in their life. And they're lazy as hell. That's why when men marry women for things to stay the same. When you a girlfriend, women, listen, when you a girlfriend, you're working hard to keep the relationship going. Why? Because you're not married to that man. You don't have a contract with him. He can break up with you anytime he gets ready. So you, so if the man got his shit together, you'll try to be a somewhat good girlfriend. Because one day, you want him to walk through that damn door and get on one knee. But when he gets on one knee and he marry you, everything change. Women will start telling the man what she really don't like about him. You know, before we got married, you did this and this and that. I really don't like that. She'll wait till you marry her to change everything in the damn relationship. And to, until it gets to the point that you realize you have married someone that's not willing to comply. You married someone that have tricked you. You have been tricked into marriage. How you like that, man? You have these women out here talk about monogamy and you be faithful to me and all this shit here. While women are out there looking for the bigger, better deal, women do not give a damn if they're married or not. If they run up on a guy who have more than you, look better than you, he might be taller than you, he might have more swag than you, if an opportunity comes where she can up you, she's going to leave you and get with that guy. She has a government that backs her on this. Her body, her choice. This is why I tell men, what are you doing believing in marriage and monogamy? This don't have anything to do with religion. They use religion as a scapegoat. You don't need to be getting married. You don't need to be having sex out of wedlock. You don't have kids out of wedlock. You need to get married. God don't like that. God don't like whores. God don't like whores. You got these whores, these damn bitches running around talking about, don't judge me. Don't judge me. We all make mistakes. You got three damn kids by three different men. A woman will say, I was young. You were young? What being young got to do with being stupid? There are a lot of young people out here that are wise beyond their years. And they'll make an excuse about them. They must have been here before. They're the reason why I believe in reincarnation. Look how smart they are. No, that's not true. Let me tell you something. Everybody ain't dumb. This is why men and women are different. Men and women are different. Because you know why? Men and women are different. Men and women are different because a man is held accountable for every damn thing that he do. He is held accountable for it. Women are not held accountable for any damn thing. MGTOW men know that marriage is no good for men. Monogamy is no good for men. Being dedicated to a woman, investing in a woman is no good for men. Not at all. Men supposed to build their own empire. And men, they decide who's going to be in their lives. They decide. This don't have nothing to do with a woman smiling at you and she got some tight pants on and you give this woman attention because she's pretty and fine. No. MGTOW men know that for the most part, besides sex, women don't have anything to offer you. It's a pony show. She don't have anything to offer you. So what am I saying, men? What am I saying, men? I'm simply saying that you have to, know what this bitch doing. I got people behind me, excuse me, on this video. I got people behind me and shit. But anyway, this is just a little MGTOW rant. Yeah, this is just a MGTOW rant. About how I want men to think of themselves. I want men to start thinking better of themselves. Stop believing in what these damn women are saying. Monogamy and marriage is no good for men. The women got the upper hand, people. No, not people, men. Men. The women got the upper hand. They got the government. They got the child. They got the child court. They got the family court. They get alimony. They get the sympathy vote. They're able to kill the unborn child. You don't have any say-so, men. So let me tell you something. The only way a man can have peace, quiet, and freedom is to go MGTOW. You hear me, men? MGTOW is the only way to freedom. The bandit is out.